Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, April 22nd, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a joy to prepare these messages. It's part of our own study, preparation for the Word of God, and we hope it will be a blessing to you. Today's message is titled, Ancient Words. Brooksine will read the scripture text from 2 Timothy 4, verse 13.
When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, and my scrolls, especially the parchments.
Several years ago, I met Melchizedek. Actually, I met a man who played the part of Melchizedek in one of the Christian drama presentations here in Lancaster County. I spoke at his church, and he shared with me his passion to see people read and study the Word of God. In fact, he had developed a series of puzzle-type learning aids that encourage really digging into the Bible in an interesting way. Several weeks ago, I attended a funeral service for a godly woman who had taught her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and many others Bible verses using the alphabet as a guide. In fact, Focus on the Family used this guide as developed by her son.
Well, our daily text today is easy to overlook in our Bible reading. It's personal and may even seem inconsequential to the modern reader. In fact, the entire fourth chapter of 2 Timothy is among the most personal portions of any of Paul's letters. In this chapter, Paul acknowledges that, and I quote, "The time has come for my departure," end quote. That's in verse 6. Most take this time of departure to mean his impending death. Now, we serve as chaplains to an assisted living center, and many of them are nearing their time of departure. It is such a blessing to relate to those who can do so with the confident resolve, with inward assurance as they approach this time in their life.
Paul implores his trusted friend Timothy, "Come to me quickly." That's in verse 9. And later he says, "Winter is coming," in verse 21. He asked Timothy to bring his cloak, which was an outer garment similar to a coat for us. Paul was being practical here. He also knew this was, and he wanted to be prepared for winter's chills.
Well, we've become good friends with an older couple who are in their mid-80s. They have a strong faith in God and assurance of their heavenly destination at their time of departure. However, they still live with vigor and enthusiasm on this side of eternity. The other day, he had told us how excited he was to plant some peach trees so he could have fresh homegrown peaches in a few years.
However, the part of the daily text that particularly grips our heart is the latter portion where Paul implores Timothy to bring my scrolls, especially the parchments. Now here's Paul, toward the end of his life, asking for study materials. He was likely appealing for texts from the Old Testament, the Gospels, copies of his own letters perhaps, and other documents. He had a heart to keep studying and growing in his faith.
D. Edmund Hibbert writes this, "Even as an old man facing certain death, the apostle had not lost his interest for study and mental pursuits. It presents a standing challenge to the minister to be an indefatigable, which means untiring, student, especially of the Word of God."
Well, let me ask our readers and listeners today, what grips our hearts? Do we have an ongoing hunger to know God through His holy word, through His ancient word?
There's a song that we enjoy singing at our church, and perhaps you do as well. "Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart." Let's pray together. Father, we who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the power it brings to our lives are hungry to know more and more of that which you desire to reveal to our hearts. We build upon the elementary truths of the gospel and move on to spiritual maturity, partaking of solid food which teaches us about your righteousness. As we regularly partake of solid food, we are training ourselves to distinguish right from wrong, good from bad, light from darkness. We want to be zealous in our faith and untiring in our study of your holy word. Amen.
Amen. I hope that's all our prayers. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. Thank you for joining us, and we know some are listening on April 22nd, 2010, but the neat thing about the web is we even prayed together a few moments ago. We always pray before we share the podcast portion of our message, and just kind of put a covering over all we do, is the realization that not only is our message read the day we produce it, but it could be years down the road for their archive, including these audio messages. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. There are some nice photos on the site today that we took. There's a neat flower card I took the other day up at a hardware store in our community. I wish I had this old flower card. It's a beautiful old wood with a great big wheel. And then there's some other photos that just kind of reflect the life that we live. And typically, we put up some songs. We do have the Michael W. Smith song, Ancient Words, that Brooksine read a portion of. We have periodically sung this song just before the message, and it's a wonderful way to prepare our hearts for receiving the Word of God. I encourage pastors that may be listening to this, or music leaders, to consider that. It really is a touching way just before the pastor goes to the pulpit to share that song, sing that song together. Another song came to mind called More About Jesus, an old hymn of the church that hopefully is a lifelong aspiration to know more about the Lord. And then referred to Bible verses memorized by alphabet, and I found the cutest video of two twins, 5 years old, sharing Bible verses they've learned by the alphabet. And on some further study, I actually found a poster developed by Robert Wagamuth. The funeral I attended in Chicago was Grace Wagamuth, and it's produced by Focus on the Family. And I wonder if it might even print out for those of you that would be interested. And let me just encourage you to consider teaching your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and others use teaching method. Brooksine, you had done that in the past, hadn't you? That's a powerful way to learn. Anything else you want to share? No, she pretty much sticks to the net. Well, thank you for joining us again. This is our message for Thursday, April 22nd, 2010. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. And once again, value those ancient words of Scripture.